producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Minutes past the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day. I'm not Doug Steffens.
What?
Oh, no, no, no. I know I sound like him. I'm Jennifer Horan. Doug is lurking around somewhere. We'll find him, I'm sure, in moments.
Hear this outrage.
Oh, welcome to your program, sir.
You know how duty calls and nature calls sometimes.
So you had to go to the bathroom. That's why you were late for your show?
Are you trying to insinuate that I... I'm doing something off schedule?
Well, I think you did all that insinuating yourself.
All right. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler on the Good Day program for Wednesday, November the 11th.
It's a better day for Dougie.
Yeah. All right. So there were no breakouts. You watched a little of the so-called debate last night, did you, Jen?
Actually, yes, I did. And I felt like, yes, there were some breakouts.
Did you? And who would those breakouts have been?
Well, I've decided that after debate number four,
yes,
and I will most likely be voting for a Republican, I've decided that there are candidates that I will absolutely vote for and the rest that need to just go away now that I'm done with. Yes.
And who are those? Let's pick them now.
Okay. Well, let me tell you how it lays out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So it lays out like this. The people that I'm considering.
Yes.
Donald Trump. We know that.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz.
Yes.
And Carly Fiorina.
Mm-hmm.
The people that I'm so done with are the rest of the people. Well, okay. It's the people that are kind of in the middle that I couldn't. Ben Carson.
Yeah.
Ben Carson. Chris Christie.
Mm.
And I just put Mike Huckabee in there because I think he's nice, but he's actually really done in my book.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
And then everybody else can pretty much go. Mm. Yeah, done with them. Don't like them. Can't get into them. It's over.
Who agrees with that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. The trending thinking. Kenny will give us an update on where that is with regard to Facebook folks. I watched part of this last night and felt that that Trump was a little more measured. Carson was pretty much as you suggested. He is kind.
I feel like
cool,
he took a hit last night.
Collected.
Actually.
Nah, I didn't get that from him.
Well, towards the end, I don't know when you watched. I watched
the beginning.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing all the way through.
Did you?
And he was visible at the beginning, and then he might as well have been in Nebraska. I mean, he was not around at the end.
Going, didn't he?
No.
Well, here he is. Here's Ben Carson talking about raising the minimum wage. This is something that he and Trump and most of the others agreed on and to. And I felt it was let's listen to him explain what he was thinking.
Every time we raise the minimum wage, the number of jobless people increases. It's particularly a problem in the black community. You know, I can remember as a youngster, you know, my first job working in a laboratory as a lab assistant and multiple other jobs. But I would not have gotten those jobs if someone had to pay me a large amount of money. But what I did gain from those jobs is a tremendous amount of experience.
Well, you know, one of the things that you get from the news media, and boy, they have their fun taking shots at the news media. I thought one of the best lines, and I forget who delivered it now. Was it Cruz or was it Jeb Bush? What would happen if, I think it was Cruz, if the immigration situation, if the borders were being flooded by people who were news people or journalists that were taking away the jobs, then you'd see different coverage.
Yeah.
And that was pretty poignant, actually, and got a good laugh out of the crowd. The looking across the stage as I am thinking about it in my mind, Kasich I thought was a little more strident.
Oh, I can't stand him.
Well, I'm sorry you can't stand him. He may likely be the vice presidential candidate because of where he's from.
I wish
he has a lot of background. I don't know what you're missing about him, why you don't like him.
Oh, my gosh. At the end of the debate, Ken, did you watch the whole thing?
Ken didn't watch any of it.
And not a second of it.
Oh, my gosh. In the last hour, he was interrupting everybody.
Well, he wanted to be heard. His trainer is,
he would have been annoyed.
Said that he needed to be more strident. He still comes across, because of his position and his experience, as the most likely vice presidential candidate, no matter who is the presidential candidate. He's the most likely one.
Marco, because he can deliver Ohio.
Right. Marco Rubio is one who will not get along or play well with any of those people up there.
He's kind of been the one that's been chosen by the establishment.
I wouldn't want to be chosen by the establishment this year, would you?
Well, I probably wouldn't, but at the same time, the establishment always ends up winning in some sneaky, weird way.
Well, they better not. If you want to save the Republican Party, you won't go with a standard bearer who's comfortable. Jeb Bush won't hack it with the American people, no matter what.
He was trying hard last night.
He was trying hard, but he didn't hurt himself, and he didn't do himself any. He just kind of was there. And I don't know that any of them. I thought Marco Rubio sounded quite intelligent.
He is.
Early on.
Oh, he's super smart, and he's a great debater, and he's fast. He's very quick.
But he still is a phony. And Cruz, I didn't think was quite so much. I didn't feel quite his voice. There's something about his delivery that makes me not be encouraged with him. I thought Carly Fiorina did a very good job of acquitting herself and coming back to the focus that she seemed to have lost the last time around.
She was back on fire for sure.
Here she is touting her corporate business experience as good for running the country.
I know more about innovation and entrepreneurship than anyone on this panel because I have led innovative businesses in the most highly competitive industry in the world for decades.
Yeah. She comes across, she had a little more personality and a few smiles even last night, which I think
I was watching social media quite a bit because I was live tweeting with the debate, and people were really, I think she kind of recaptured her magic a little bit. People were positively responding to her.
Right.
People on social media constantly are positively responding to Donald Trump. I think Ted Cruz did really well. A lot of people were like, oh, we're surprised by Ted Cruz. I think most people thought he would jump out pretty early. And Kasich and Jeb were the ones taking the brunt of all the negativity on social media.
Well, Bush deserved it. His focus on illegal immigration, on the core curriculum, makes him a loser in my book. I think he's a pleasant fellow. I like the Bush family.
It's the weird uncomfortableness.
He just doesn't have it. He doesn't get you to feel like he is the one.
And it's such a bummer because I was watching him last night. He was really trying hard, and he was trying to find a place for himself, and it's just something isn't clicking. It's just, ugh.
Yep.
And it's hard to watch.
Did you catch Ted Cruz's Rick Perry moment?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
What was that?
He said there were five agencies that he would close down.
He repeated the Commerce Department twice.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right. Caught that on social media, too. They were laughing.
There was another one that was, somebody else said something that was redundant. I'm trying to remember what it was. The same kind of stuff. These people, excuse me, are under a lot of pressure.
And being up there, it's hard. That's a hard job.
Well,
did you watch the kitty debate at all?
Meow.
Not that kind of kitty.
Meow. Now, I watched a little of it. I came home, and I turned on television. It was about 20 after 7 when I got in from working at the barn. And I just sat down and watched for a couple of minutes and thought, Rick Santorum is such a bore.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what's funny? He is boring. But the stuff that he said, I really loved. He said that, and this is the message I took away from Rick Santorum, that the family structure in the country is being decimated, which we've talked about a lot. And he said that people are using those incentives, that the incentives from the government are helping destroy the structure of the family. And I kind of agree with him, which I haven't before.
All right. So I want you to know that all's well with the world. You have heard me talking about my darling Meredith, having been gone for a couple of weeks. No, but she's listening. Yesterday she sent me, she's back in Cairo, she sent me an email. Wow, technology, how great is it that I can be sitting in my room in the hotel listening to you on the radio and looking out at the pyramids. And I thought, a chill went up and down my spine thinking about how that sort of thing is possible these
what?
Days.
They were on it a decent hour.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Let's all move to Egypt.
Right, exactly, middle of the afternoon. But isn't it, we talk about the things like this presidential debate and we take it all seriously and yada yada. And there is a need, serious need, for serious leadership change, a serious attitude change, a serious change period in our country. Most people who have any common sense think that. What you think is the resolve remains to be seen. But then think about, even with all the problems, how much we have to be thankful for here. I think a few of the people brought that out last night fairly well, how America is unique, even though we're being upstaged by a lot of these other countries. And I thought the discussion of the Trans-Pacific Partnership was pretty enlightening in that I found out who I thought was supporting it, although they were more timid about it. Did you notice? And I think Rand Paul took a shot at Donald Trump because China's not involved, and Trump was talking like the Chinese were. Typically,
yeah.
Trump wasn't fazed by it at all. He still had that look. As the camera went to him while Rand Paul was speaking, he had that stoic look on his, that pouty look on his face, as if, okay, so I made a mistake. What's the big deal? And I think that's, I think that that's true. I mean, these people, I said a minute ago, under tremendous pressure. So are they going to make mistakes? If they're humans, they are. And you understand it to be that way, that they are humans. If they aren't making mistakes, then maybe they are human, and maybe they ought not to be president. Something for consideration.
Pressure isn't going to get any easier once they get the job.
That's for sure. Whoa! That is absolutely for sure. Not by a long shot. You're right about that, Kenny. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, the Good Day program with some conversation about last night's presidential debate at 18 past the hour.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards are not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise. Discover limited time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday. Before new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in store and at guitarcenter.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Updates available on pretty much everything that has any value, and that's not the negative stuff. You'll not hear me talking about the murders, the mayhem. I've just decided that's not what I want to do anymore. There's plenty of that stuff around, and you can hear it elsewhere. But don't come here expecting to have a conversation. This is really something outrageous that we can learn something from. I don't want to do that stuff. We'll turn the equation around somewhat, because this is the time in this hour when we pay attention, we can find some fun stuff from television over the last 24 hours or so. And I have become sort of a fan of Conan O'Brien to a point. So let's pick him, and then we'll take a couple of other moments with a couple of the other late night hosts. Here's Conan joking about the controversy over Starbucks coffee cups.
You know this controversy with Starbucks. They just put out a red cup here.
Yes.
It doesn't say Merry Christmas.
It doesn't have any, like, holiday signifiers. It's just red.
Some of the candidates upset about it. Donald Trump not happy. Donald Trump said if he becomes president, Americans will be saying Merry Christmas again. That's what he said, yeah. Which may be true, but if he becomes president, we'll be saying it from our new homes in Canada.
Who is it that said? Yeah, Alec Baldwin, right? If George Bush gets to be president, I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah, I think Barbara Streisand, too, wasn't she in
that?
There?
Yeah. Right. All right, here's
Colbert.
They
didn't keep their promise, by the way.
No, they didn't.
Jerk.
Stephen Colbert joking about Jeb Bush.
In response to a question he got on the internet, Governor Bush took a bold stand.
If you could go back in time and kill baby Hitler, would you?
Hell yeah, I would.
Hell yeah! The worst. Best politics 101. Shake the hand, kiss the baby, kill baby Hitler. It's a dangerous mission because Jeb, of all people, knows the high stakes of time travel.
The problem with going back in history and doing that is, as we know from the series, what was the name of the Michael Fox movies? Back to the Future, could have a dangerous effect on everything else. So. But I'd do it. I mean, okay. Hitler.
Yes, I mean, Hitler. Yes, as we all learned in Back to the Future, starring well-known actor Michael Fox, time travel could have all kinds of unforeseen consequences.
Yeah. No.
So uncomfortable.
That's right.
So uncomfortable.
Yeah,
Why?
More and more I'm thinking I'm right about him. Okay.
More and more I'm thinking I'm right.
Both Colbert and Jeb Bush. All right. Here's Seth Meyers joking about what Jeb Bush had to say if he would go back. The same kill Hitler story.
Jeb Bush said in a new interview that if he could travel back in time, he would kill Hitler as a baby, adding, "You gotta step up, man." And it's comments like those that have a lot of people telling Jeb, "You gotta step down, man."
All right, here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about the Starbucks controversy.
A lot of people are very unhappy because of the trouble at Starbucks. Have you heard what's going on there? Over the weekend, Starbucks introduced their new holiday cups. People are mad about this cup because they're saying Starbucks is being anti-Christmas. The old cups had snowflakes and Santa's sleigh and elves, you know, all the things that you find in the Bible. They're just red. And, I mean, look at this cup. You might as well call it a Satan sipper. People are so upset. So Starbucks released a statement about their cups. They said that belonging, inclusion, and diversity are the core values of Starbucks, and Starbucks wants to give customers an experience that inspires the spirit of the season. How dare they?
Excuse me, a couple of things in there are chucklers.
I like the Satan zipper. That's
yeah. The Satan. But do you think anybody at Starbucks really had their head on straight? Did anybody even anticipate this, or are they so arrogant they think anything that they do will still encourage people to spend $7 for a cup of their black water?
Yes, because here's the thing: they're arrogant because we do pay $7
exactly.
for black water.
What's that song? Oh, black water. Oh, okay. Mississippi. Who did that song, Kenny? Mississippi.
Doobie Brothers.
The Doobies, right, exactly. Wonder if they're drinking that coffee. 28 minutes after the hour in the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014, same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Day. I think I fell off the wagon on Monday because I was, somebody yesterday took a shot at me, Kenny, and said it had been 30 years.
Yeah. 30 years since it was a Monday holiday.
Thank you very much.
But to be fair, that's only less than half of your life.
Well, to be fair, you're fired.
Ooh, that time.
I want to be just like Donald Trump when I grow up.
Yeah, fired.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, Armistice Day, Remembrance Day. You may recall, Kara, see if you can find Uri for me, will you? Because the significance of 11s, it was 11-11 on the 11th day of the 11th month, and the year was 1918. So 11-11 on the 11th day of the 11th month, and it didn't work. The Armistice Day, remember, this is the end of World War One.
You made me cough on your
story. Sorry about that, yes. I think there's something to be said, however, for stopping what you're doing today at 11-11, your time, whatever.
I like that.
Stop what you're doing for a moment, please. Yes, and think about not the war and that sort of thing, but think about the different men and women from different countries, whether they were our friends or not, who died in that war and the Second World War and all the other wars that have been fought.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what the value is in part of this day. There are other things that bring us around to thinking about the men and women who serve our country and who have served on the side that we all agree, we seem to agree, I hope we all agree, I hope that we are thinking about the people who served on the side of righteousness and truth and justice. It bothers me somewhat when I hear people praying because of all of the dis-ease that's caused by religion today, the whole most wars. I mean, even World War One had serious religious overtones to it. The political realities that are connected to religion and how that all gets kind of messed up.
Well, sadly, you know, political and politics and power tend to have a lot to do with religion.
Yes, yes,
we're the only country that attempts to try to separate those things, and we don't even do a great job.
No, we don't. Yep, no. I think you're right about
that. I thought it was interesting last night watching Donald Trump talk about the vets. Did you hear what he had to say?
I don't remember the specific instance. No, if it was later on, I didn't.
He's been very vocal, and that's one of the reasons why I like Trump. Do I think he's a perfect candidate? No, but he talks about things that are important that not a lot of other people talk about.
Right.
And he's made the vets a really big initiative for himself.
Yes. Yep.
And so he was saying, and you know, in typical Trump fashion, he said, you know, we should be ashamed of ourselves. We went over to Iraq. We went over to Afghanistan. We wasted trillions of dollars and lives and injuries and all of this stuff. And what do we have to prove for it? He goes, we should have kept the oil. And he goes, you know, he's been saying we should have kept the oil. And it sounds funny. Everybody laughs because it's a Trumpism, but we should have kept the oil.
Of course we should.
And he said, you know what I would have done with the oil? He said, I would have given it to all the people that came home without limbs, that came home injured, that came home and needing extra support.
What's better than saying that? That's the best thing.
Isn't that great? I mean, and it's so simple, but it was just, it's something that you want to hear and go, wow.
The solution, we say, and one of the things that happened last night, three or four of them, this, I got really washed away with Jeb Bush, done with him, really done, when he talked about immigration the way that he did. But there was this business. What Trump is saying is what most people are thinking. And I think he's become a little more serious, a little more presidential. Does he go off on his bombastic toots from time to time? Yes, but that's sort of his signature. And I'm not sure that it's all bad. When you think about the practical side, and people say, well, there's no political experience there. What there is practical business experience. Mm-hmm. And remember back, by the way, with that specific reference, Jennifer, to what George Bush said when we started in Iraq in 2003, when we ought not to have been. We were going to, in essence, make money. We'd be paid back because we'd sell the oil, we'd have all of that, and the war would cost us nothing.
But we
That's
got
a damnable lie.
And we didn't keep it.
We spent $3 trillion right down the drain. Look at what we have to show for it. We have ISIS to show for it. And don't you think that for a second Trump isn't going to pull that one out of a hat sooner or later?
Well,
because the establishment is the enemy at the moment with most Americans.
And what I like is, I mean, there are wars that we can agree on, that we disagree on. There are wars that people think are good wars and bad wars. But the bottom line is, men and women are still putting their butts on the line, whether you like the war or not.
Right.
And I think the way to address it at this point is we can't go back and change what's happened, but we need to immediately figure out how to take care of our vets and not shun them just because they may not like or agree with a certain war.
Okay, so
not
today
their fault.
Is Veterans Day, and these phonies in Washington are calling on Congress, the administration calling on Congress to enact measures to help veterans gain easier access to health care. Damn you. These people, there's been a plan that's floated around, this week's plan, that week's plan. We're going to put a new guy in charge. He's going to fix everything. If anything, it's worse now than it was before. And this is what the public is fed up with. And this is how Mrs. Clinton loses if you take the positive approach to her candidacy and whoever the Republicans' candidacy is, and they work things like this, and they do not attack her for Benghazi or whatever the other stuff is that she has as a liability. The liability here is what the status quo stands for, and the Veterans Administration is one of the best examples of it. The IRS is another example. I know he only came up with four, but there are five.
five a lot of pressure
of those departments that probably could go the way of the wind. And that's what people want to hear. Rand Paul, I thought, came out last night sounding a little better and stronger because he was able to express himself better than the rest when it came to
so whiny and
the right. Well, but and it also the important stuff when it came to looking at. I mean, he was taking shots here and there. I think a couple of them aimed at Donald Trump, but it's but still the series. He's not going to be president or vice president, but this is a good stage for those ideas, and that's why he's getting support, and that's why I've liked him from the very beginning.
And
I loved
young.
His father.
You know, he's
a young guy. Yep.
Lots
well, there
are,
look at the Cruz and Rubio
yeah,
and Rand Paul. They're all in their 40s.
You know, Jindal last night, Jindal also, I know, but before you, I think it was him who said someone should go to jail for the vets. And
yes.
You know what? He's so right about that. People are dying and no one's answering.
But the phoniness, here's the president urging Congress to improve the program for veterans to get private medical care and speed the appeal process. This has been going on for his entire presidency, for George Bush's presidency, for Bill Clinton's presidency. In part, but was really got bad after the Iraq War, and so as part of coinciding with Veterans Day, whether we can find all kinds of things not to like. I guess I show my true colors when it comes to that, even though I say this all the time. It's not a political program. I wish the heck we didn't have so much engaged in the discussion of the presidential debate and the presidency that's up for grabs in 2016, but I take a deep breath when I say all of this. The country is tired. The country is worn out. The country is frustrated, and now is not the time to give up.
I think we all finally realize
angry.
We've been played by government,
my God,
by the media.
Oh, my God, have we gotten played. Oy, man, have we
and that includes
played.
The vet. It's just it's not...
Awful.
Something needs to happen.
Yeah. Connecticut became the first state to be designated by the administration as having achieved the milestone that they've set up. There was a plan to end homelessness among veterans. I saw something yesterday that really troubled me, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to put my fingers right on this, but the number of veterans who are on in jail, and I'm looking for my information, and I don't want to misrepresent. I think 10%, I think I'll check it out while we have a couple of commercials here. I think 10% of those who are in jail are veterans.
Really? That seems awfully high.
Well,
wow.
let me dig it out and figure what the reality is. Okay, 43 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday with new doorbuster deals in every department each and every day. Guitars, drums, mics, keys, accessories, and more. From now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring gear from top brands like JBL, Schecter, Shure, AKG, Sabian, Pearl, GoPro, and more at savings of up to 30% off. Prices so low, we can't advertise them. Discover limited-time savings during Guitar Center's countdown to Black Friday with four new doorbuster deals revealed every day and good only while supplies last. So check back daily, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Faith and Mobility Connect. I'm Risa Jill Miller. An AT&T survey shows 41% of Americans use a mobile device to connect to their faith or inspiration. Aside from faith-inspired apps, downloading inspirational music emerged as a top trend among younger multicultural groups. Hip-hop legend Rev Run uses tech to inspire.
I've been sending daily inspirational notes to friends and family from my phone for years. Now I share those same messages with millions from my social media accounts. Messages like, never chase goals more than you chase God.
Rev Run knows the value of engaging and inspiring.
With all the apps out there, it's easy to connect to motivational music and literature. Sometimes it just takes a quick second and a quote to get some through the day. AT&T calls this inspired mobility, a national conversation on how folks are using tech to tap into faith.
Join the inspired mobility conversation. Follow hashtag inspired mobility and share your inspired moments on social media Sunday, November 22nd.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right. Excuse me. Let me, I just was digging around here. The numbers when it comes to those who are in jail, we were talking because today is Veterans Day. There are 225,000 veterans held in the nation's prisons and jails.
That's a lot.
My God. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep.
It's up substantially in the last 10 years.
And I guarantee you it's because they come back with mental trauma.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the thing. Don't get me going on this. It just makes me so sad that we've created this stigma about asking for help for mental problems, especially for men.
Yeah.
Men feel like they're weak if they say, hey, I can't, you know, I can't hang. I need some extra help. And these people are coming over here. They're having a hard time readjusting, and they're afraid to ask for help. And then when they do ask for help, it's not even available.
I think real men do ask for help, and I don't mean to necessarily point the finger at me, but I believe that mental health is a very important thing.
Huge.
I've had...
it might be the first thing, actually.
Well, paying attention to it is something that you got to do, and isn't it better in terms of your family and taking care of your responsibilities? If your health, if you're a real man, you want your physical health and your mental health to be equally strong, and that's the way to take care of it oftentimes. If you watch the bit, I was back and forth during the debate last night to NCIS, and the theme of the subplot to the NCIS episode last night was the main character Gibbs having a breakdown. And his first looked like it was a physical breakdown, but in fact, the point was made that it was a mental breakdown, that he needed to be able to talk, express himself. And because he's a big, tough guy, he doesn't want to, the character he plays doesn't cotton to conversation. But it's sort of that whole theory broke down by the end of the program, and you understood what the positive impact is of having somebody to talk to and to work things out with, because it's so important. And I think that's part of where we fall short, especially at the VA, but in medical, in terms of our medical availability here in this country at all. There's a sickness about being sick, mentally sick. There are 25,062,400 veterans in the United States at the moment. So 225,700 are in jail. Males comprise 95% of all veterans, 99% of those veterans in prison and jail. So there aren't many women who are veterans that are in jail. That's the basic bottom line there. Veterans are more likely than others to be in prison for violent offenses, but less likely to be serving time for using drugs. Well, that's a whole different can of worms, because there ought not to be anybody in jail for using drugs. The jails, if we're going to fill them up, it ought to be with those people who are selling the drugs, not the people who are using the drugs. But I'm
there needs to be a place for people like that, though, because after my run-in with this woman last week who was trying to get into my house.
Yes, well, that's a mental health facility.
Mental health and a drug issue, both.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure she was arrested 105 times, and I can almost guarantee
you. Did you tell us that yesterday?
She had 105 infractions, yeah.
She's been arrested 106 times. For the benefit of those who didn't hear the story, Jennifer was not here last Friday on the program because she'd been accosted by a woman who got into her house and said the house was hers, and she was obviously mentally deranged on drugs.
And high,
And now Jennifer's telling us that she's been arrested 105.
Yeah.
She came back to your house the next day.
She came back the next day, and they arrested her.
What
that
do you do? But what? The police didn't show up for an hour after you called them.
Oh, no, the police didn't show up at all the first night. They came the next day and arrested her. And what's crazy about this, though, is that no police officer should have to arrest this woman 100
105 times. There
not
needs
if the
to be a place.
Works.
But, you know, yet what are they supposed to do? Someone like me calls twice, three
right.
times.
So how should the presidential candidates deal with this? They ought to have a night. You know, we've had, last night's theme was the economy makes sense.
We need social issues now, yeah.
Social issues are very important, and they ought to be front and center in one of these
And as
debates.
Much as I love Reagan, taking away institutions, or, I mean, yeah. I understand they were a bad
Wasn't
place.
Wasn't the best move.
Right, but we need to do something that houses these people, because it's not up to the police to deal with them.
All of them are talking, or most of them are talking about cutting government. I thought Fiorina was good on that score, and so was Rand Paul, and Trump is on it. I think those are the three that mostly are banging that drum. But, you know, in certain circumstances, we need more. And this is an example of where we have an obligation to take care of people who can't take care of themselves. And this is a perfect example of it. Jennifer Good, thank you. It's 51 after the hour. This is a good day.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Drama at the Good Day program. I think that's one of the things. I'm really becoming very, very fond of Kara because she has this, she sort of has a gumption about her that you have to take seriously, and it's worthy of respect. Every once in a while, I can be a little pushy.
You can.
I know it's hard to extremely to understand the extremities of my personality, but every once in a while I can. So because this is the most difficult technical radio program, and I say this sort of with pride, there has never been in the history of radio a program, and I mean this seriously. I should get an award just for the people behind the scenes ought to get an award just because of how complex it is to put this program together.
There are a lot of moving parts.
Because there are so many different moving parts. We have four, five, six people on the air at the same time. We have all of these inserts from people like Greg, the experts from the food and travel and household repairs and the dog guy. All these people
the
are
dog.
Part. Warren, remind me to refer to him as the dog guy. He's probably later on.
I bet he'd like that.
I think he probably would. Hysterical. He's become one of my best friends on that. There's something about Warren that I find so engaging. He's a wonderful human being. As is Greg Stebbins, who finally, what did you do? Did you have wax in your ears, or did you have to put a plug in? What's going on? This, you're the tech guy. What the heck's going on?
Operator error.
Oh, no.
It happens.
It does. It's a good thing you're not driving a locomotive.
Or a self-driving car.
You're right, exactly. All right, so anyway, I was giving kudos to Kara because every once in a while she's not meaning to be funny, but her intonation with me
is very serious.
But it's just right. You know, she just knows how to. Okay, here I'm going to put him in his place.
Just talk.
Yeah. Right. All right. Anyway, so Greg is here to talk with us about this call. I want to probe a couple of things going on.
Greggy, you're naughty.
That was sad.
You know what I'm thinking, Greg? This report has gone right down the tubes. Kind of like the debate for Greg Bush last night.
Thank you, but I'm not running.
Another one?
Can we convince you to run? Anyway, a couple of technical items coming up in a moment with Greg Stemmen, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. I'm not sure they want to take credit for this sort of thing, though. That's up next here on Good Day.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheet. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
All right, so last night, during the Republican debate, Mario Rubio, or Marco, his brother, I don't know why I always...
What is going on with you?
You're having a name challenge.
Remember that, the name game? Candy Crush is something Rubio made reference to last night because it is a big, big deal in terms of games and the selling of games. There's the Call of Duty people are buying the makers of Candy Crush to put video games out of living rooms and into smartphones. They want to have you be able to play these games on your smartphone. Now, isn't this the end of the world? I mean, people playing these games walking down the street?
They already are. Yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, yeah. If they're not playing a game, they're on Tinder.
What's Tinder?
What's Tinder?
It's a dating app.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Swipe to the left, swipe to the right. You got a date. Someone to stay with for the night.
Is that what it is? How was that?
I just made that up. Man. That was pretty good.
It was very good.
Yes, very good. Right.
I'm a jingle meister today.
All right. You got 30 seconds to explain T-Mobile's free video streaming. Now they're bringing HBO, Netflix, and others in. Yes?
Yeah. So you'll get to watch free streaming I'm totally blanking on the word. The video quality won't be as good, but it'll be free.
The bandwidth will be less.
And why they're doing this, technology. I believe, is because they have the ability to serve up video there, and it costs them much less money, so it brings in new customers.
All right, Greg, thank you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.